Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm always happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time once again. And to greet you, as always, the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. And all, friend, listen, if you aren't saved, you can be. If you aren't saved, God wants you to be saved. If you aren't saved, you need to be. And here's the good news. If you aren't saved, you can be. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. Friend, listen. Listen. Time's running out without a doubt. Time is running out. Jesus is coming. He's coming soon, I believe. He's coming certainly. He's coming suddenly, the Word of God would teach us. And, well, I just want you to be ready. The Bible says in Luke 19:10, the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which is lost. Matthew 18:11 says, for the Son of Man has come to save all that which was lost. Hey, listen, friend. Listen. You need to be saved. I want you to be saved. God made a provision for you to be saved. And I believe with all of my heart, you wouldn't be listening to this old country preacher if you didn't know it yourself. Why don't you bow your head, humble your heart, and say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And I guarantee if you go to Him with a heart broken over your sins, repenting, if you go to Him trusting for Him to save you, believing that what Christ did at Calvary was sufficient for you, I guarantee you God will save you. Well, excited about the program, excited about the message God has laid on my heart. Open my Bible to the book of 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Love that book. Love that chapter. Love the message that's in it. And I'm going to share read a text passage from you and then share the message I believe God has laid on my heart. But before I do that, Deb's got a song she's going to do. The title of it is, This Path I Take. And look, friend, we're all on a path. We're all headed toward eternity. All we need to do is make sure we're on the right path. You pray for me. I'll be back in a few minutes with the message God has given today. Enjoy this song.
This path I take leads me through a barren land into a distant land called home. This path I take, many have gone before me, and some have died in faith along the way.
tell you, like I said before Deb sang the song, we're all on a path. We're all going somewhere, friend. We need to make sure we're on the right path, going the right way, for the right reason, for the right purpose. Well, look, I told you I've opened my Bible, the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3. I'm going to read a couple of verses of Scripture out of that passage, friends, that talks about the day that you and I are living on. Look, when Paul began to write that, when he wrote that, when he began to pen this under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, he said in verse 1 of chapter 3, 2 Timothy, he said, look, he said, peerless time shall come. But I want you to know something, friend. This, know this also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. They have come. If Paul were preaching on Inspirational Truths radio program today, if I had invited him, said, Paul, would you come and be an invited guest and preach on the radio this morning? And would you preach about perilous times? You know what he'd say, friend? He'd say this. They've arrived. They've arrived. If you begin to go on and read in this third chapter of the book of 2 Timothy, you'll find 19 characteristics. 19 characteristics that the Holy Spirit moved the Apostle Paul to make record of that would mark, now listen to this, that would mark perilous times. Now, all these characteristics have been around. They've been around in every generation that the church has been functioning on planet Earth. I mean, this has happened, that's happened, this characteristic has manifested itself, lifted up its head, two or three in this generation, or two or three in that age. But can I tell you something, friend? There has not been a generation of Christians. There's not been a time when all 19 of these characteristics have manifested themselves at the same time, except the time that you and I are living in. It's amazing, is it not? I mean, absolutely amazing what is going on in the day and in the hour that you and I are living in. And listen to what the Word of God says. Just two of these, as I make my way to my text and my message in this passage, Paul said in verse 5, one of the things that they would do in that day called perilous times, hard to be controlled times, difficult times, he said they would have a form of godliness, but they would deny the power thereof. You know what? If that doesn't mark our age, that doesn't mark the day that you and I are living in, a lot of what's called Christianity. I mean, to tell you, there are a lot of people who want to be known to the name of Christ. They want to have that label on them. They want to be recognized as being a part of a fellowship, a member of a church, a body, whatever the case may be. But I look, they're unwilling to let the Spirit of God, the Word of God, the power of God, to have the power in their life that it's designed to control their life, to change them on the inside out. Hey, friend, they want a form of godliness, but they want nothing to do with the power of it, to change their lifestyle, to change their desires, to change where they go, what they do, how they live, bless God, how they dress, how they act, how they speak. I'm telling you, friend, listen, it's marking our day today. And that isn't bad enough. It goes on in verse 7 and says, it'll be a time when there will be ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. We're living in the generation of knowledge. We don't need any more knowledge, and it's being multiplied exponentially, is it not? I mean, tell you, knowledge is increasing. But you know what we need in this day? You know what we need in this last day, sir, ma'am? We need some wisdom. We need some people that know what to do with the knowledge that they get. Hey, look, one of the writers said long ago in the book, I forget what book it is, but in the city of Jerusalem, he made this reference and said, truth is fallen in the street. Bless God, listen. Hey, I want to tell you something. Most politicians don't care about truth. Most news agencies in this day doesn't care about truth. I'm telling you, friend, listen. They're ever learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And really, according to the book of Romans chapter 1, they know what truth is, but they suppress it. They hold it down. They cover it up. Oh, look, friend, I like to say something right now that probably would fire a lot of people up. But oh, look, we ought not be deceived, listen, by a lot of things that's going on and being said today by national media people. You know that's to be the truth, but look, this is a little bit different. They're ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. It goes on, the latter part of verse 8, it said they're reprobate concerning the truth. I'll tell you what, there's a lot of people that don't have an approved mind. Do you know that? But look, let's go on. He said, but thou hast fully known my doctrine. The reason a lot of people are going crazy like they are today, they don't know doctrine. They don't want doctrine. You know, there are churches that say, we don't preach doctrine. We don't do deal with doctrine around here. Well, I'm going to tell you what, you're not a church. Bless God, you might be something, but if you don't deal with doctrine, that's all the Word of God has is doctrine. We need to steep ourselves in doctrine. We need to immerse ourselves in doctrine. We need to become proficient in doctrine. We ought not be ashamed of doctrine. We ought to loudly proclaim the doctrine of the Word of God, of Jesus Christ, dead, buried, crucified, resurrected, ruling, reigning, coming again, mediating, interceding. Oh, I could go on and on. But listen now, reprobate concerning the faith. But he said, thou hast known my doctrine. But look, he goes on down to tell something, and here's what we need to get to. Listen to what he said in verse 13 and 14. He said, now look, Timothy, and Paul was ready to go off into eternity, ready to head to the chop block of Nero. He said, evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. And look at the paradox of this. Look at the irony of this. They will be deceiving, but they'll be themselves deceived. Isn't that amazing? Deceiving and being deceived. Oh, is not that amazing? And he told Timothy, he said, listen, son, beware of the fact that evil men and seducers are going to wax worse and worse. Boy, there's thoughts today how that the church is going to bring in the kingdom. Listen, you know that's not true. I'm not trying to be mean, but I'm trying to be truthful with you. The church was never designed, never constructed, never commissioned. It's not our mission to bring in the kingdom. Do you hear me? Oh, we hear a lot about kingdom this and kingdom that. I'll tell you, friend, listen, it's the church age. It's the age of grace. The kingdom is coming, but it's not our responsibility. I bless God to bring it in. We're to pray, thy kingdom come, in the model prayer. But I'll tell you what, there's somebody that's at a higher pay grade than any of us on planet Earth that's got a plan for that, a place for that, a time for that, a purpose for that. And when it's right, He'll bring it in, not us. That's not the purpose of the church. Do you hear? I bless God. Study the Word of God. Rightly divide the Word of God. He said, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. I'm going to be real plain with you folks, buddy, it ain't getting no better. I mean to tell you, listen, friend, people are going crazy. They're abandoning the truth. They're going sideways away from what they ought to continue in. And that's what he said in verse 14. He said, but, he said, now look, Timothy, all these things are going to happen. You're going to see people lose their mind. They're going to have a reprobate mind. They're going to have the inability to know what's right and wrong. He said, but you do something, Timothy. You continue in the things which thou hast learned and been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Now here's my text. From here on in. From here on in. Hey, listen, friend, this text doesn't mean that you and I haven't been doing what's right. That you and I haven't been holding the line. That you and I haven't been standing where the old saints of God have been standing on the right version of the Word of God, and that's the King James Bible, on the great truths of the Word of God that we hold to traditional worship. I bless God to those old traditional hymns of the faith. I'm telling you, friend, listen, we still do church in the old-fashioned way. We don't have light shows. We don't have smoke machines. We don't have coffee machines. We go to a church, bless God, that's been built and dedicated to worship the One who is worthy. We don't make Bless God, multi-purpose buildings. The purpose of the church is to bring glory to God. I'm telling you, friend, listen. Whoa, we need to continue. We need to stay at it from here on in. Do you hear? From here on in. You say, what are we going to do, preacher? Well, we're going to continue. That's what we're going to do. We're going to continue, bless God. We're going to continue with what's been given us. Bless God, we're going to continue doing what we've been doing. Hey, can I tell you something, friend? I believe that Christianity has been given the right message and the right motive, don't you? But we're living in a day. We're living in the Laodicean church age. That last church phase before Jesus comes again. That last time, bless God, that is when the apostasy that directly precedes the second coming of Christ will manifest itself, and it is manifesting itself now. I'll tell you what, friend, listen. I don't know about you, but I'm going to stay at it. I'm going to stay where the saints of old stood. I'm going to stay. I bless God in a given state, in a given position, in a given manner for a given reason. And it goes back as far as what Jeremiah wrote when he said, listen, stand in the old path and ask, where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your soul. Hey, listen, friend, I don't want to abandon anything that's been entrusted to me. I'm going to continue in the things, bless God, that I have learned. Hey, look, he goes on to tell us that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Do you know what, friend? We've been commissioned to preach the Word of God. Read on down there in the next chapter. We've been commissioned, bless God, not to itch people's ears, but declare and proclaim, thus saith the Lord. Hey, we're not to heap to ourselves teachers having itching ears. We're not to abandon what we know to be true for something we know not to be true. We need to just simply continue. And from here on in, bless God, I'm going to. I hope you are too. I don't think we've got long to go, do you? I don't think we've got many miles in front of us. I don't think we've got many mountains to climb. Not many more battles to fight. But oh, it's going to be a fight and a battle till we get there. I'll guarantee you that. Oh, wish I had more time, but I don't. I'm not only going to continue, but I'm going to contend. Just like Jude said that we should. Can I tell you, Jude said that we're to earnestly contend for the faith once delivered unto the saints. Now listen to what I'm going to tell you. That truth, that body of truth that's called the Apostles' Doctrine in Acts 2:24. I bless God, that body of truth upon which Jesus built His church. That which the Apostles and the Prophets of the New Testament, bless God, used to lay down the foundation and begin building the church of which Jesus Christ Himself is the chief cornerstone. I want you to know, bless God, I'm going to stick with it. That truth was given once for all. But listen to me and listen clearly. It is every generation's responsibility to fight for that truth, to contend for that truth, to agonize over that truth. You know what? We're seeing the church transformed in our day. We're seeing it go, bless God, to mega churches, these emergent churches, these come as you are and leave as you were churches, these pragmatic churches, these seeker-friendly churches. Hey, look, these churches, bless God, that just about lets anything go. Do you know what they're doing? They're transforming even more. Bless God, listen, dressing down, putting no emphasis upon prophecy. I mean to tell you, just putting man at the center and kicking Christ to the curb, kicking him outside, actually. And you know what they're doing now? They're making a change, and they say they're going back, bless God, to traditional Christianity. And you know what that is? They're going back to embrace Catholic teachings, Catholic traditions. I'm talking about things like the Eucharist, the Rosary, and many other things have people lost their blooming mind. I don't know about you, but from here on in, I'm going to continue in the old path, that good way. I'm going to keep contending for the faith. I may be ridiculed. I may be called old-fashioned. I may be called a fool for Christ. I'm a blessed God. God, so be it. From here on in, that's what I'm going to do. And look, not only that, but I'm going to keep. Bless God the faith. Listen to what Paul told Timothy in chapter 6 of the first book. He said, "Oh, Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust." Oh, Timothy was to receive the truth. He was to preserve the truth. And it was him that was to pass the truth to the next generation. 2 Timothy 1:13-14. He said, "Hold fast the form of words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus, that good thing which is committed unto thee. Keep by the Holy Ghost, I bless God which dwelleth in us." He said, look, you need to guard it. I mean to tell you, you need to keep it. You need to keep God's Word just like it's been given to you. You need to help it from being snatched away, for it being changed. Hey, listen, we've been given something that's been preserved, and you know what we're to do? We're to keep it. We're not to freshen it up. We're not to dress it up. We're not to change it up. We're just simply to preach it and proclaim it and do it with the force of heaven and say, "Thus saith the Lord." Men don't need man's opinion. They need the Word of God. Oh, look, when men and women who have souls that will be either saved or lost for eternity and go to the house of the Lord, and they need the Word of God and not the book report of man. They need some old-fashioned, sweating, spitting, bless God, red face, high blood pressure preaching, declare repent or perish, heaven or hell, righteousness or lostness. Hey, friend, I'll tell you, we're living in a day when it's a mess. Do you know that? Everybody can't be right. Do you hear? I don't know about you, but I'm going to continue in those things. I bless God that the church had from the beginning in 2 Timothy. Chapter 2, Paul told Timothy to do this. He said this in verse 2, "And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also." You know what I'm doing? One of the greatest callings this generation has is to pass the faith along. Don't twist it. Don't wrench it. Arrest it. Bless God. Don't add to it. Don't take away from it. Just preach it. Just proclaim it. The Word of God has power inherent in it. It is innate. I mean to tell you, it comes with it. We need to let the generation to come know. We need to tell the generation to come about the one true God, the mission of the church, the power of the Holy Spirit. Bless God the benefits of doctrine. Warn them about hell. Tell them about heaven. Preach holiness. Preach separation. Preach Jesus Christ crucified, buried, and resurrected. Preach Him sinless. Preach Him the incarnate Son of God. Preach Him the only begotten of God. Preach Him, bless God, the Virgin, born Son of Mary. Preach Him as the Savior, the Lamb of God that came to take away the sin of the world. Preach Him as the Judge, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Preach Him, bless God, who is, who was, and always shall be. Preach Him in power and demonstration of the Spirit. Preach, bless God, listen, I like a life depends on it, and our eternal life does. I preach the Word of God pure. Preach it powerful. I preach it plainly. Preach it persistently. Hey, preach salvation by grace. I'm through faith. I preach, bless God, righteousness and holiness and faithfulness of God. Hey, we just need to preach the unadulterated doctrine of Jesus Christ. We need to preach the whole counsel of God. Oh, from here on in, let's decide to continue, and to keep.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at the same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TOMANDDEBBIE at inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.